This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So that was the president, Donald Trump, on a hot mic, kind of. He was caught there talking about Susan Rice. Right at the top, we go to Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, did you happen to catch that thing with Donald Trump and Susan Rice?
I did, and the fact is that she said that she gave the reason that she unmasked these identities to Congress. So we don't really know what she said. We do know what Donald Trump said, as you heard, but we don't know what she said. And until we know what she said, we don't really know what to make of it.
Oh, yeah, crazy. I mean, and for people who were jogging their memory, she's, of course, the former national security advisor, and she privately told House investigators that she, as Ellen said, and you heard Trump said, unmasked the identities of senior Trump officials to understand why the crown prince of the United Arab Emirates was in New York late last year. So a whole bunch of crazy there. We don't know how that's going to be sorted out. We'll see.
Bunch of crazy. We have Kim Jong-un, who let go of another missile. This time it flew over Japan. They decided not to try and intercept this missile because they felt like its trajectory was not going to land in Japan, which, of course, it did not. But they also told people in Japan to basically shelter in place. So, there's a question. And then, of course, South Korea unleashed its own missile in response, but they think that the reason that Kim Jong-un released this missile was because that he was objecting to the United Nations sanctions, which were quite weakened.
Yeah, no kidding. So they get weakened, and now you wonder, Ellen, you've covered all these administrations. You've seen what's been happening with North Korea. Do you think that, especially with what Trump has said in the past, that we could see something really happen here?
I think, unfortunately, we could, and that's what he has to be very, very careful about, because if North Korea is using all their resources to develop these horrible missiles, then what do we actually do? Do we shoot them out of the sky, which we say we have the capacity to do? Do we let him continue to try and develop his nuclear program? I just don't know.
Yeah,
Maybe we need to get a Rodman there.
Yeah, he should be the ambassador, actually. That'd be perfect. So we move from that to Trump saying that a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border is not going to be built immediately, but that a deal to enshrine the DACA program as law is pretty close. And he met with the Democrats the other day. How do the Republicans feel about that?
Well, it depends which Republican you talk to. Some of them say there is no deal. There's certainly no deal for a wall, but there may be a deal to increase border security so that it isn't such an open area anymore. However, they're tunneling. I mean, they're using submarines. They're using anything they can use.
Yeah. Wow. Moving from DACA and obviously talking about North Korea here at the top and whatnot, how about this whole thing with Trump going after Bernie Sanders for health care? There's like a blame game happening.
Well, there is a blame game happening. And as you know, Bernie Sanders came up with this Medicare for All agreement yesterday. He had a press conference in the afternoon and got a lot of, he didn't get, Nancy Pelosi didn't get Chuck Schumer on his side, but he certainly got people on his side who are running, a lot of people think are running for president. So clearly that's a very big issue. But the issue is that, of course, Donald Trump tweeted that it isn't very useful and that it's a terrible deal and all that kind of stuff. So it's hard to know what's going to really happen with that. But NBC News reported that Bernie Sanders, that somehow the president called Bernie Sanders' plan to expand Medicaid coverage a curse, and then Trump President Trump talked about single-payer health care. He said it would be a terrible thing for our country, and he called it a curse on the United States and its people. I mean, give me a break. Just stop talking like that. Every side needs to stop calling each other names.
I agree. Absolutely. And now Hillary Clinton's book, and she's on this little mini tour all over the place, and it's kind of getting mixed reviews depending on who interviews her. What do you think?
Well, I've written actually a couple of pieces about that. My view is that Hillary Clinton ought to be Al Gore. Look, Al Gore probably should never have lost that election. But Al Gore has found an issue that he considers very passionate about. He's made a name for himself. He's known for his issue all over the world. And Hillary Clinton needs to do that. You never heard Al Gore wrote something about the election. He just moved on with his life and moved on with an issue that he cares about passionately. He won an Academy Award. That ought to be the model.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. That ought to be the model. Speaking of the model, well, the model wife anyway, the Treasury Secretary is defending his use of a government plane for his honeymoon travel this summer. And then, of course, we know she let go the other, what was it, last week, 2 weeks ago, maybe longer than that, about the designer wear that she had on. What's happening with that? Because that's a lot of money.
Okay, well, first of all, he didn't wind up using the plane. He made the request for the plane, but he actually didn't use the plane. So it's sort of a matter of why did he make the request, and big deal, he didn't actually use the plane. She, as you know, went after people when they spotted her wearing this very expensive bag, which people thought was $10,000, except I looked it up on the Internet, and the bags were $19,000 to $100,000. I don't know which bag she was wearing. But can you imagine wearing a purse for that kind
no.
of money?
No.
It has gold-plated or gold accessories. That's what's actually on the bag. And one of the bags, the bag for $98,000, which I don't think she actually used, it has real crocodile or alligator or some cute little animal with big feet.
Oh, God, I like that cute little animal. All right, so how about this? CIA Director Mike Pompeo, no-show for his appearance at Harvard. What do you make of that? Anything?
So what basically happened is another CIA person resigned that day. They were very upset that Harvard University Politics and Government, the Kennedy School, basically hired Chelsea Manning, used to be Bradley Manning, who leaked all those papers. And so the CIA director said he would not come, and the former CIA guy who was a lecturer there also resigned. So they're not very happy about hiring Chelsea Manning.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Ellen, great stuff as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming back on the flip side, we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions. So stay with us here on ATN. Popcorn Shots next.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, taxes, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I'm dead to breathe.
If the cause is right, I need to find an answer on the road. I used to be a heart beating for someone, but the times have changed. The less I say, the more my work gets done. Cause
some really cool things in Philly, as I'll be staying right by, and well, really right on top of all the history, right by Independence Mall, where the Declaration of Independence was signed, and the Liberty Bell's there, and Betsy Ross's house, and Benjamin Franklin going there for a speech and some other things. So I will be in the old seat of liberty, as it were. Very excited to go back home and see my peeps. In the meantime, this is Popcorn Shots here on America Tonight, which means I think there's so much that happens. We're at the crossroads of craziness, right? And the number one crazy is, here's somebody I would like to just pour a giant vat of butter popcorn on. It would be Kim Jong-un. And that's a layup, because who's not going to say that? Who's going to say, no, I love him. He's my favorite dictator. He's fantastic, as a matter of fact. Well, except for Dennis Rodman. And, of course, Ellen made the snarky reference to Dennis Rodman because he goes over there and plays basketball and is friendly with him. Well, he should tell his friend he needs to stop messing around with these missiles. Another launch over Japan is ridiculous. It's just baiting us to do something, especially with President Trump. He's got nothing to lose. He's ready to go for it. But what does that clearly mean? And where's China's role in this? And what about Russia? Clearly backing off. It's like the parting of the seas. No one's to be found. So with these intermediate range missiles over Japan, it's creepy. It's creepy, and it's baiting, and it's defying. It's sending a clear message of, I don't care what you think, in your face. And that means that bait eventually is going to be taken, and probably by the United States. And then what does that mean? Think of the targets. Troops in Asia, right? North Korea might be a little bit closer than you really think. And there's doubts in Tokyo. There's doubts in Seoul. There's doubts in both of those cities that the U.S. is going to risk the annihilation of a U.S. city to protect Asia. You've got the South Korea Joint Chiefs of Staff saying that the missile traveled about 3,700 kilometers, which would be miles, 2,300 miles. Not good. So North Korea keeps saying, no, we're not going to, we're going to just keep continuing these tests. Because the U.S. is hostile to us. So Pyongyang doesn't care what Washington says. Not one bit. Like a defiant child that says in your face every single day, I dare you. Because you know what? I can call Child Protective Services. In the case of North Korea, basically what they're saying is, go ahead. You want to try to test us and test a war? Do it. But it's too bad, because something is going to happen here, and it's probably going to be sooner rather than later. Two launches over Japan. North Korea is close to being operational. And so can the warhead survive? Because in the atmosphere, we don't know. That reentry, the detonation process, I'm no scientist, but I know that has to happen. So all of these tests, crazy. And, you know, the UN Security Council had those unanimously approved new sanctions earlier this week over the nuclear test. They banned all textile exports. They're not allowing any country from authorizing new work permits for North Korean workers. That's a popcorn shot. I'd pour a whole vat, like I said, over the top of this guy's head. Ridiculous. Outrageous. Is what it is. All right, let's zig to something else. And here I would say, let's hand out the popcorn. Let's give everybody free movies for a year, because the movies need it anyway, because maybe they'll bring their posse and they'll have to pay, and just give them free concessions, which would include a lifetime of popcorn. And I'm talking about the first responders for Irma. I had family that was in the middle of this, and one family member got it, my aunt, who was in Winter Haven, Aunt Nancy, who didn't expect to get slammed with it. Turns out there's like a leak in the roof, and there's a couple of other things that have happened, and certainly the people near her, her neighbors, same thing. Some of them had worse things happen. But just regardless, Jacksonville, the Keys, the places that really got slammed, Miami, the president praised the first responders for limiting the death toll from Irma, which was the second back-to-back hurricane to hit the United States this year. So absolutely. You know, you had that nursing home. 8 patients died. They lost power. They couldn't do anything. They were just sweltered to death. So, but what has happened is other people were rescued. Other people were pulled out. Other people were saved. And in that incredible storm, it's just ridiculous. You know, I mean, just ridiculous what's happened. I talked to somebody today, in fact, in Sarasota, a pal of mine, who told me about a breeder who had I want to say they were Shih Tzus. I could be wrong about that, but they were little dogs. And, no, terriers. They were terriers. And this breeder, this poor breeder, is can't do anything because power's out, just dumping water on the dogs and doing whatever she can because it's been out for all these days, and they don't know how much longer it's going to be out. So some people feel like they're camping, and other people are lucky they're getting some electricity. And that's how it is across Florida. But I know some of you listening in Sarasota understand what I'm saying because some of you are in that similar situation. And if it's gone for a day, but then, it, you know, one thing. But now you're talking about 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. It adds up 10 days. And it's scary, you know. Think about it. In the meantime, it's like you look at what happened in, you know, what happened with Harvey in Houston. So I say, like I said, give them all the popcorn they want for a whole year. You see what happened in Houston. And in Houston, I was talking to somebody today, and here's an interesting story. BP, of course, they're totally out. Their office was wiped out. So you have people working remotely, and you have people whose houses were wiped out. So BP employees are taking in other employees into their house for however long, 6-7 months. And, of course, they're being compensated for that by the company. But can you imagine? They're just like, come on, we got to find a place for him. That's fine, you'll live with us. So that's happened a lot, apparently, because there were a ton of workers there. It's about rebuilding, and it's going to take years. You think about it, it's like the Keys were destroyed, 65% heavily damaged. The Keys stretch about 100 miles into the Gulf of Mexico from the Florida's southern tip, and you just have a single highway and a bunch of bridges. And remember, then you had the Harvey, like I'm talking about, plowing into Houston, killing more than 60 people, causing $180 billion in damage from flooding. It has been crazy. I say the same thing for that Cajun Navy that went in and got so many people where the water was up to their waist or they were on the roof. That is just those stories were just amazing. The human chain that was formed. Free movies and popcorn for all of them. Absolutely. No question about it. All right, let's move to another one. Here's another popcorn shot, and it's a little deeper than that. ESPN says it accepts Hill's apology for the Trump tweets, and what this is about is the network, what happened is you had SportsCenter host Jemele Hill, who tweeted this week that President Trump was a white supremacist and a bigot. So the network and Hill both had statements right before midnight, hours after White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Wednesday called Hill's comments outrageous and something that could be considered a fireable offense by ESPN. So she publicly apologized for the trouble she brought on. And it became sort of the latest symbol of the political divide with exchanges that get heated or crazed on Twitter. So she called him a bigot, said it was the height of white privilege to ignore his white supremacy because it wasn't a...
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Right now, we have Helen Redman with us. Helen is a licensed clinical social worker. She's an expert in addiction. Boy, we talk about that a ton on America Tonight, specifically working with drug users, people with psychiatric diagnosis, and hour to fill up, but she does provide consultation and training in tobacco harm reduction. And we've talked a lot about this whole push-pull over smokeless tobacco and what's going on there and what the FDA is doing and their announcement about the tobacco products and how it's been a game changer for a lot of people, frankly. And I've seen this in my own family, not me and not my husband, but people deeper in, cousins, etc., what it's done for them as far as, you know, let's face it, getting off of the cigarettes, which we're taking them down a really rough path, frankly, because it's so hard to get rid of that addiction. But I don't have to tell her. You can hear her in the background. Helen, that's the first question. First of all, thanks for coming on. How tough is it to get to wean yourself off of cigarette smoking?
Well, I think it depends on a couple of factors. How long you've been smoking, if you're using nicotine because you have a mental health diagnosis. We know that nicotine really helps people decrease anxiety, and depression. It gives people energy and focus. So I think it really depends on what the nicotine is doing for that particular person. I would say, though, I actually believe, and we know it, millions of people around the world have stopped smoking. And guess what? They did it without any help at all. No nicotine gum, no electronic cigarette, no lozenges, nothing. They just made a decision to quit, and they did it. So I actually believe for a lot of people, they can quit, and it's not as hard as it's always made out to be. Again, it depends on the reasons and the benefits that you get from nicotine, and there are many benefits of using nicotine.
Yeah. Now that's interesting. What are the benefits of using nicotine?
Well, for people who have mental health diagnoses, schizophrenia, generalized anxiety disorder, depression, PTSD, nicotine decreases the feelings of being anxious and being depressed and help people function in the world. We know that. We also know that nicotine helps with concentration and focus. And so people who have ADHD, nicotine acts as a stimulant. It helps those folks actually pay attention and be a part of the world. So there's just so many benefits. And unfortunately, for a very, very long time, nicotine has been seen as a dirty drug, much like heroin has been seen as a dirty drug. But delivered through an electronic cigarette or patches or gums, it's quite safe to use nicotine.
Yeah, and so along those lines, in talking about switching from cigarettes, et cetera, the FDA, and I mentioned the FDA at the top, just announced that talking about the anti-tobacco flavoring ordinances that they have in Southern mm-hmm. California, and what is that doing? What happens when people can't get their smokeless product? You know, do they go back to smoking?
Well, I don't know. There's certainly potential for that to happen. I mean, these anti-flavoring ordinances are really the wrong way to go. I mean, they're based on this false belief that flavored e-liquids are being promoted by big tobacco, and they just want to hook another generation of kids. And nothing could be further from the truth. There's no data to support that young people have a flavor preference. There's no sales data, for example, that show all these adolescents are flocking to a product that is made by big tobacco, and they're all buying this lemon-flavored e-liquid. There's just no evidence of that. And I believe that for some people who want to ban these flavored e-liquids and menthol cigarettes, I mean, they have really good intentions. I think that's true, but this is not the way to go about addressing the needs of smokers. And what it really does is, I mean, we hear a lot about the children, and I just want to say, what about the parents? What about the parents who smoke? And so we know that these flavored e-liquids, they help people transition from combustible tobacco, from Camels and Cools. And the flavors are really important because pure nicotine liquid, it doesn't taste so good. And so these flavorings do taste good, and they help transition. They help psychologically and physiologically for smokers to make the break from combustible tobacco and transition to electronic cigarettes. And at some point, going back to a traditional cigarette just tastes horrible. So we have to help parents of children transition so they don't suffer from smoking-related diseases and early death. So they're actually there for their children.
Yeah, so what's your concern about, especially in California, there's a big movement afoot in different areas to ban the sale of any flavored tobacco products. That's what we're talking about. So cigarettes, cigars, little cigars, pipe tobacco, electronic mm-hmm. smoking devices like what you're talking about. And some say, look, this is a violation for tobacco retailers, and having them saying they can't sell any flavored tobacco products is also smashing into their profits, but they're two separate things. So let's take first the ban of, which we're talking about, these tobacco products. You've explained why that can have such a significant impact, but does it concern you that this is, there's a votes on this and there's ordinances where they're prohibiting the sale of the flavored tobacco in Northern California and talking about it in Southern California, that this spreads to other places in the United States?
Yes, they've got it all backwards. I mean, the notion that you can ban anything and people aren't going to go to another city to get flavored e-liquids, or the development of a black market in particular menthol cigarettes. I mean, we have black markets in the United States, so the bans don't address the problem, but there isn't a problem. I mean, they see a problem where there is no problem. And what they need to do in California and any other state that is thinking about banning flavors is to not do that and to actually promote the use of electronic cigarettes among adults who are smoking combustible tobacco. That is the project that they need to take up. That is what they need to put their time and energy, money, and resources into, is helping adult smokers transition to electronic cigarettes, which are 95% safer than traditional cigarettes. I mean, we do not have a problem in the United States with young people becoming dependent on electronic cigarettes. In fact, year after year, we have seen drops in the rate of young people smoking in the United States. And I would also add that if a young person chooses to vape, a lot of young people are doing it because they enjoy experimenting. We know that young people like new things, risk taking, you know, they see them on the internet, and so experimentation is one part of it, and that's what young people do. You can't stop that. And we're seeing that, we're not seeing that young people are using them on a regular basis. However, given a choice, I think most parents would start out saying, you know, I don't want you to use nicotine. You could become dependent on it. But if you do choose to use nicotine, I would like you to use an electronic cigarette because they're safer by orders of magnitude. And so if a young person chooses to vape, that's actually a healthy choice.
Right. And so you're saying basically it would push kids in a different direction. So it could actually have the reverse effect if that continues to be what the trend is. So people who are sitting here listening to this and they're saying, you know what, this is ridiculous. I sometimes partake. I sometimes don't. I don't see what the big deal is. What can they do? What would you tell them to do? Write to their city councils, etc.?
Well, I think the vaping community, and they have stood up in San Francisco, so it's going to go to a referendum. The vaping community has to stand up against these vaping bans and tell the truth about it, because that's the other thing that is sorely lacking in the United States. There is just a tremendous amount of misinformation. It wasn't that long ago that the former Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Vivek Murthy, in his comprehensive report on smoking, he called electronic cigarettes, quote, tobacco products. That is wrong. So the vaping community and the manufacturers of vaping products have to stand up and fight these bans, because it's really a life or death issue.
Yeah, well said. Perfect place to end is life or death. I'd love to know what you think, the listeners of America Tonight. You can weigh in. Send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. Let's weigh in on this. Helen Redmond, thank you so much for joining us on ATN.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Get on board with this football thing, because of course I'm all over football. When I'm not doing America Tonight on the weekends, I've got a show on NBC Sports, and we're doing college football, and of course we're doing professional football. But on this show, for a long time, for fun and games, I did a segment, and we still are doing that segment, called Nail the Score. It's just with our schedules being all over the place, we haven't had a solid night for it. So I am rolling out Nail the Score right now. And so what happens is, the game of the week gets chosen in the NFL. You don't have to know anything about football. You just have to call me or send me an email during this segment with the team that you think will win and the final score. Because you say you could be a just completely, I don't care about, it's like bingo numbers, I don't care about the NFL. Or you do, it doesn't matter. You're just telling me the team you think is going to win and what the final score of the game is going to be. Like tonight, if you had had the game, if we, this is what it's the game, and the game was the Bengals and the Texans, and you said, well, I think the Texans are going to win 13-9, you would have nailed the score. Of course, that's a crazy score, and I would have never thought it would be that quite that low, and that the Bengals would have bungled it as bad. And congratulations to the Texans and Deshaun Watson, who had a 49-yard touchdown run in the first half, and he was the difference maker in that game. That draft choice worked out really well for the Texans. So anyway, this is our version of Getting It Right. It's called Nail the Score.
Common have nailed the score.
Indeed, it's when we choose that game of the week. And really, the games this week, it's anybody's guess as to what the game of the week is. I see a few games that I like. It's so early in the season. I almost agree with, believe it or not, Bill Belichick, where it feels like the warm-up act. It really feels like the warm-up act. And there's so many huge injuries. I'll tell you what I think the game of the week is. I do think this. And even though I'm from Philadelphia and now I'm in my adopted state of Texas, the great state of Texas, I think the game of the week really is the Eagles and the Chiefs. So if you want to level a guess at us, I know this is so last minute, but if you are up, you're pumping, you're going, you got a heartbeat, crawl to the phone or just pick up your phone and dial these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or flip me an email. Just all you have to do is go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and write which team you think is going to win, Philadelphia, the Eagles, or the Chiefs, and what you think the final score is going to be. So I know Andy, the technical director for this show, and one of the gaggle of me performers is going to give us a good guess that might just win. Because sometimes when you don't, when you're not like all into football, that's when you win. So what do you think, Andy? Are the Eagles going to win or the Chiefs?
I think the Eagles are going to win 23-20.
23-20. I like that score. That means it's close and you picked the Eagles. So that was smart. I'm going to say that I think the Eagles are going to win it, too. And I'm going to say that I think the final score is, and this is a tough game because Kansas City looks great. They have Kareem Hunt. Alex Smith looks good. It's tough to go with the Eagles, to be honest, but I'm going with the Eagles. I'm going to say the Eagles win it 28-24. So I'm thinking it's going to be a high score, too. All right, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, and a big shout-out to Donovan, you know, our car guru. If he's listening, he probably nodded off already. If he was going to nail anything, it would be the price on whatever the hottest cars are out there. All right, so let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Pete, how are you?
I am wonderful, hunkering in the bunker still.
Oh, I love that. Hunkering in the bunker. You need that hashtag. I love it.
28-19, Chiefs.
Oh, that's a good guess. Chiefs look good, so I'm going to tell you that's good. 28-19. Brother, you might be the winner. Who knows? Thanks for the call. 28-19. So he's hunkering in the bunker. Sharon, she was so concerned about when was Nail the Score going to come back, and here she is. Sharon, what do you think?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, who are the teams again?
Eagles or the Chiefs?
I think I'm going to go with the Chiefs, 34-31.
Ooh, high-scoring game, 34-31. You could be right about that. Has all the snow gone away from Maine?
Oh, long time ago.
Oh, good. Warm temperatures now.
Yeah, we didn't get any of the Irma.
That's good. Because somebody said, you know, if we get Irma up there, it is going to be like snow.
Yeah,
early snow.
My niece lives in Naples, and her has got some damage, minor damage.
Yeah, good minor damage, though. That's the good news there. Yeah, it was crazy what happened. All right, Sharon, thank you. Boy, she really wanted to know when Nail the Score was. I'm so glad that she caught that. So anybody else who wants to do Nail the Score, again, you can hurry and jump on the phone lines, but we're running out of time there. But 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. So the Nail the Score game is Philly and the Kansas City Chiefs. And really, this is kind of tough to go against the Chiefs because of how they looked in that opener. And I think this is a team that, I don't know, this is a team that could go pretty far in watching them. But I'm still picking the Eagles. So I'm picking the Eagles. regardless, but you know, we'll see. So Eagles are at the Chiefs. That's the other extra added edge, because remember, the Chiefs were on the road before, so that makes it even tougher there, I think. And, you know, in looking, if I were going to kind of X's and O's this game for you, I think that, you know, you got the defensive people, units for KC and Philly, that some of them are familiar with each other and they're squaring off against each other. So, like, the Chiefs coach is Andy Reid and the Eagles coach Doug Peterson, they were longtime collaborators with Philadelphia. Now they're on opposite ends of this, because really Peterson was an understudy to Reid, first as a player at Green Bay and Philadelphia, and later as a coach with the Eagles and the Chiefs. So they know each other super, super well. And I would say Kareem Hunt is a big factor here, the rookie running back. He did so well in that first game against the Patriots. He had a lot of inside moves, 11 yards on 3 inside rushes. That's pretty big. And he was able to rush for 14 times in all, 137 yards. So he knows how to eke off, split off into those sides and sidestep a little bit further, and he's going to be a challenge. He's really, really going to be a challenge, I think, for the Eagles. Now, the Eagles do have a great pressure defense, so they're going to challenge that offensive line for the Chiefs, but I still think the edge does go, even though I picked the Eagles, I think the edge goes a little bit to KC clearly here. And especially injury-wise, you're not talking about any big giant injuries for the Chiefs. They're pretty good. Now, for the Eagles, they lost a starting corner, a guy named Ronald Darby. He had a dislocated ankle against Washington, and he's going to be out, you know, maybe if they're lucky 4 weeks, but probably closer to 6 weeks, and that is a pretty big injury. I'll announce both of these because we got a couple of emails in. And if anybody emails me right until the time we hit over the other side of this, you know, break, you're definitely in. But here's one from Christopher. Kate, I just happened to catch Nail the Score, so I'm frantically trying to get you a scoring guess. I think it's going to be Kansas City beating Philadelphia, and I think the final score is 28-17. I think there's that big of a gap, and Kansas City starts to pour it on at the end. And quickly, this one from Jack, who says, oh, I'm picking the Eagles because of you. So I say the Eagles win it, and the final score is 27-19. I'm going to give you all that respect. Wow, that would be crazy, crazy good, and make me very, very happy. But I don't think we're going to see that much of a gap. Thanks to everybody for playing our little game and listening to this version of America Tonight.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.